Philadelphia has no shortage of parks and squares. Some have become busy centers of civic life, while others haven't. So what makes a successful public space? Here to discuss the ingredients of a well-designed square is John Landis, chair of the Department of City and Regional Planning at the University of Pennsylvania. Professor Landis, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So what do you think makes some parks work and some don't?
First, I think a good urban public space has to exist at the human scale. People have to be able to relate to it at the dimensions of which they are, you know, about 5 to 6 feet tall. The facilities and the walkways have to be oriented around that. It has to be easy to understand what urban designers call legibility. It has to be easy to get around. There has to be good navigation. There have to be good sight lines to some of the surrounding uses. I think most importantly, there has to be a mixture of unusual spaces that keep people's interest, but also familiar and comfortable spaces that people feel comfortable in. There have to be good opportunities for public gatherings, as well as places where people can have privacy. The temperatures have to be comfortable, there have to be good light, and there has to be the potential for good programming of commercial and social uses. That's actually a pretty big list. And it's pretty difficult for many places to hit all of them. But actually, Dilworth Plaza hits many of them pretty well.
And Dilworth Plaza is actually the old name. It's now Dilworth Park.
Right. Yes.
And I keep making the same mistake myself, and I'm sure a lot of Philadelphians will. But when we look back at sort of what was there up until a couple of years ago and what's opening now, what do you think are some of the differences? What was wrong previously?
Well, first and foremost, I think we have to understand that Dilworth Park is primarily intended to be, and I think will function as a really good entry point into the public transportation system, into SEPTA. And that was the biggest problem before. It was inhospitable. It didn't invite you down to take SEPTA. It was not a good way to come into City Hall from SEPTA. And I think the new design, as well as the sort of glass canopy, will really, and opening up the underground concourse on the first level, will really make it a much more functional thing. And I think that's really important, and that's was the primary intention of the Center City District. The plans, again, are, you know, and it's still, the construction is still in the last phases, are really going to emphasize good programming for commercial and social uses. Lots of things for people to do there, people of all ages and all inclinations, the programmable fountain, the potential restaurant area, places for people to sit and people watch. And I think it's really the focus on programming as opposed to just being a leftover space that really is going to set this new design apart. I think the one challenge that the old Dilworth Plaza has and the new Dilworth Park will have to get to it, if you're not in City Hall, if you're in the rest of the city, you'll have to cross 15th Street. And that can have a lot of traffic there, and it can be a little intimidating to try and cross, even if, you know, it's signalized well. So I think that's one question. And you know, it's great to have a destination park, but it also has to be easy to get to.
Traffic cutoff is definitely a problem, and lots of places. If we look at Penn's Landing, people have been talking for years about making the Delaware Riverfront more accessible. But you've got I-95 and Columbus Boulevard, and it can be sort of difficult to access. But then this summer, we saw the success of the Spruce Street Harbor Park. A lot of people really went down to the Delaware waterfront. So again, I guess that sort of gets back to your point of programming, giving people a reason to cross over, right?
Exactly, exactly. You got to have programming, but you've also got to make it easy to get across. I think, you know, the wider zebra stripes, the better signalizing across 15th Street will help on in that sense. But again, in the middle of the day and other times, that there can be a lot of traffic there. I think it's real big. Its biggest challenge is that Philadelphians are very tradition oriented. They like, you know, traditional places like Rittenhouse Square, and Dilworth Park is more innovative. It's more new, and Philadelphians are sometimes a little slow to embrace the new. So I think that's really going to be its big challenge in the first year or so.
John Landis is chair of the Department of City and Regional Planning at the University of Pennsylvania.